Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Forbidden Fae by Vera Rivers. Narrated by Stephanie Savannah. Chapter 1. Nothing had changed, except that I wasn't only a warrior for the Fae King of Jasphen, but I was also his girlfriend. I was becoming close friends with Jasphen's High Priestess. I didn't live in the warrior quarters anymore, but in the king's very own gilded quarters instead. Oh, and I had magic. This meant I wasn't fully human. I still didn't know exactly what I was, only what I was not. Okay, everything had changed. When I woke up, I stretched under the thick covers that kept the cold of winter at bay and rolled over. Wren's side of the bed was empty. When I slid my hands over the 1,000-thread-count sheets, they were cold. My stomach sank. It had been weeks since we'd woken up together and spent our mornings lazing in bed, getting to know each other, exploring each other, talking, or not talking. I sat up and rubbed my eyes. I had a lot to do today. Nyla, Jasphen's High Priestess, had asked me to see her in the cathedral at my earliest convenience. When I arrived at the Fae Palace, after being grossly mistaken for a kingslayer, I'd lived in the warrior quarters and woken up before dawn to get ready to train and learn how to use my body as a weapon and defend the king. Now I was comfortable enough with my body. I was fit, strong, and ready for battle at all times, that I didn't have to train alone in the mornings anymore. I was part of the elite guard. The warriors on the team had all accepted me, and I trained with them in the afternoons. My mornings were set aside to work on my magic, and sometimes to train alone with the Fae King, my mate. Now that my magic had been unlocked, I needed to learn how to use it, how to live with it humming through my veins. I needed to learn how to control it. "Good morning," Nyla said with a smile when I found her in the old Gothic library, in a wing of the cathedral where she spent most of her time. She looked up from the thick tome she was studying. "How did you sleep?" "Well enough," I said, and sat in an armchair close to the fire. I shivered when I drank in the warmth. It had snowed during the night, and the world was cloaked in white. The snow lay thick on the windowsills outside, pushed up against the glass, as if the cold wanted to come in. Nyla nodded, but her attention was already on the ancient scribbling before her. Her chestnut hair hung over her shoulders like a silken waterfall. She often wore it tied back in a tight braid. When it was loose, it made her look like an ancient being, especially when she wore her white robes with it. "I can feel it when you stare at me like that," she said. When she looked up, her golden eyes twinkled. "What's on your mind?" I sighed. "How do you know when something's bothering me?" "I can feel you're unhappy." I glanced toward the fire. The flames danced happily around the logs, slowly consuming them. The same happened to me sometimes. I was in the middle of a raging furnace, and the flames burned me, shaped me, and changed me. "Do you think Wren resents me for the pending war?" Nyla blinked at me. "What?" "I killed Wren's fiancée, Lucia. I didn't mean to. It was an accident. But still, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't be in the middle of a civil war right now." When Lucia and Xander had kidnapped me, presumably to draw out Wren and kill him the way they'd killed his father, the magic, already in my veins, had come out, and I'd killed her. Now, her parents were waging war against Wren. That would have been okay if it hadn't become a civil war. It turned out half the kingdom had a problem with Wren choosing me, a human. Although I wasn't really a human. At least, not anymore. Nyla shook her head. "You killed her because Lucia and Xander were going to kill Wren and take over the kingdom. No, he doesn't resent you. He loves you." "He's pulling away from me," I said. I couldn't help but think it was because he believed this was my fault. Nyla and Ren had grown up together. They were close friends and confidants. She knew Ren better than anyone. When we'd just gotten together a few months ago, I'd been worried about our relationship and how Nyla would react to it. I was an outsider, a stranger. She didn't push me away. Instead, she embraced me and welcomed me as a friend. In fact, she was happy for us.
"It's a difficult time, Ellie,"
Nyla said, standing up from her desk, closing the thick tome. A cloud of dust, or was it magic, rose from the pages.
"The war against Palja is one thing, but it's a lot to deal with when Ren's own kingdom stands up against him. He wants to be a good king, better than his father. That's a lot of pressure, even without pending wars. He ascended the throne during a difficult time."
I nodded. Nyla was right. Things were tough right now. I understood Ren had a lot to deal with, but we'd been incredibly close when we'd first discovered our mate bond. After I'd returned home, when Lucia and Xander had been overthrown, Ren couldn't get enough of me. Now...
"This isn't just about the war, either," Nyla said.
"No?" She shook her head.
"This is about his heart. He's careful. He doesn't jump headlong into anything without knowing what he's letting himself in for. Your relationship with him and your journey of self-discovery are new to all of us. Ren is playing it safe."
I swallowed hard and nodded. I tried to understand. On one hand, I did get where he was coming from. Everything had changed, and change wasn't always easy, even if it was the good kind. Everyone had to adjust, and so did I. But a part of me was terrified that what Ren and I had shared at first, the incredibly powerful bond between us, had been fleeting, and it was slipping through my fingers. Ren had been engaged when I'd met him. Lucia had been the future queen, ready to step into the role of ruling by his side. The match had been political, and there had been no love between the two of them, even if Lucia had kept calling him my love. And there had been no mate bond, either. Nothing like what we had. But the tiny, insecure voice in my head kept asking if I was a rebound or a distraction after Ren found out that Lucia, the female he'd been planning to marry, had plotted to kill him. I was terrified that I wouldn't be good enough for him, despite proving myself worthy in his eyes, protecting him from her enraged fury, and fighting by his side. I didn't belong. And one day soon, the borrowed time I lived on here at the palace would run out.
"Stop overthinking this," Nyla said. "I can see you wearing yourself out, letting your mind run in circles."
I nodded. I was letting my thoughts drive me crazy.
"If Ren didn't want you, he wouldn't have asked you to stay. You live in his quarters and sleep in his bed. You're going to be okay. You need to trust that what he feels for you is genuine. Trust his words, and have faith that it will all work out right."
The term faith is tough. I glanced at Nyla. I don't know where I fit in anymore. I'm not Fae, and I'm not fully human. I swallowed hard. And if I'm not Fae, my lifespan will be less than a century. Will Ren still want to be with me as I age? He could live for thousands of years. And if I'm not Fae, is my magic good or evil? The goddess Terra only bestows magic upon the Fae, not humans. My mind swirled with questions. Nyla put her hand on my arm and squeezed.
We're going to figure this out together. You're not alone in this. We're all here for you. Me, Dex, and Ren. Although it doesn't always feel like it, Ren cares deeply for you, Ellie.
Does he?
I can feel it, she said. When I'm with the two of you, the bond between you is so strong, I can almost taste it. You shouldn't take it lightly. A mate bond like that only exists when your love is true. It doesn't happen by accident. That made me feel a little better. The bond was still there. Whenever Ren and I were together, I felt it. I experienced his emotions, and when I focused a little, I could locate him anywhere on the property. Hell, anywhere in the kingdom.
What you need to focus on is getting to know your magic. Getting to know who you are, now that you're not the woman you were before,
Nyla said. She was right. I had a lot of work to do on myself. Instead of focusing on all the things that could go wrong between Ren and me, I had to think about everything that had gone right in my life. How do I do that? I asked.
By asking yourself questions, she said. That's how you get to know others, right? It's almost the same when you get to know yourself.
I giggled. That's kind of strange.
It is, Nyla said with a laugh. But we're talking about your magic. So let's talk.
She sat down in her own armchair, and the fire crackled happily as she started asking me questions to help me get to know myself better.
Let's start with an easy one. What does it feel like?
What?
Your magic, when you're using it.
I thought back to the day Ren saved me. He'd fought Xander to the death, and when Lucia had found out her lover was dead, she'd lost control. She'd had tunnel vision, and her only aim had been to kill the male who'd killed her lover. I'd stepped in, and my magic had taken over, protecting King Rhaenyra, the male I loved. I don't know, I said. When it happened that day, it was like I was being pulled apart, coming undone at the seams. I don't remember what the powerful burst of magic was like. The heat nearly consumed me, but I can't put my finger on it. I remember the fear beneath it. I was so scared I would lose Ren. I remember the determination to stop Lucia and her evil plot from succeeding.
Nyla hummed. That's interesting.
What?
I asked. Your emotions drive a lot of what you do and who you are.
I frowned at her, not understanding.
You acted impulsively when you killed the beast when you were first brought to the palace, she explained. That was driven by emotion, too.
That was driven by not wanting to die, I pointed out.
Nyla grinned. That's the same thing.
I wasn't sure I agreed, but I didn't argue, and Nyla continued asking more questions. If I needed to do this to find out who I was now, then she could ask away. I just didn't know how many answers I would have.
Chapter 2 The next morning, I woke up at the crack of dawn. Ren wasn't in bed, but I would see him soon. I felt differently about our relationship after I'd paid a visit to the cathedral. Nyla had talked sense into me. I got dressed, ate a quick breakfast, and headed toward the training arena. Winter was harsh. The frozen ground crunched under my feet as I walked. An icy wind drove into my collar and up my sleeves, and I shivered. Ren was there, dressed in his training clothes. His black hair was in sharp contrast to his light skin, and his eyes were the color of ice. But when I walked to him, his eyes changed. They grew deeper and darker, like the ocean, and I could drown in those eyes forever. Through the bond, warmth came from Ren.
"Hello, beautiful," he said,
and pulled me closer, planting a kiss on my lips. When he broke away, I was breathless. Moments like these made me think my worries about our relationship really were only in my head.
"Ready to train?" he asked.
I nodded. Ren had asked that we train together, and these early morning training sessions were going to be the highlight of my day. Before we'd gotten together, they'd been incredible. Now, with our bond and how it connected us to each other, everything was more powerful, more intimate. We started with a warm-up session. We ran together, following the 2-mile running track that circled the compound. When I'd started running this track with Dax, Ren's general and head of the elite guard, when I'd just arrived, I thought I was going to die. Now, Ren and I ran it with ease.
After our warm-up, we had a drink of water before getting into hand-to-hand combat. This part was my favorite. It was a challenge to fight against Ren, because we were in each other's heads so much. We predicted what the other's move would be, so we could avoid it. It helped me avoid his blows, but it was frustrating when he avoided mine. It took a lot more concentration to do something unexpected, something he wouldn't see, feel, coming. When we fought, it was like a dance. We knew each other's moves, and we ducked and avoided, stepped back, countered. When I got a blow in, landing a punch to Ren's ribs, he looked surprised and let out a gush of air.
"Oh, that was out of the blue," he said.
I laughed. "I'm getting there."
"I was distracted."
I shook my head. "Or I was just good." He chuckled.
"You're getting better. I wouldn't want to face you in battle."
He sank into his battle stance again. Through the bond, I sensed his intense concentration, and I also sensed his affection for me. It came toward me in waves. It was warm and gentle, and I wanted to wrap it around myself like a blanket.
Ren spun around, his leg extended and low on the ground, and he swiped my feet from underneath me. I cried out when I fell and landed on my back.
"You can't let your emotions get the better of you," he said.
"Your emotions got the better of me," I said, trying to catch my breath. Ren held out his hand and pulled me up. The contact between us was electric as ever. I looked into his eyes. His dilated pupils pushed the rim of blue to a thin line, and his lips were parted. The sexual tension between us was thick. It had been a while since he'd looked at me like that, since the world fell away, and we got lost in each other. My breath caught in my throat, and the need in Ren's eyes echoed my own. "You can't let your emotions get the better of you." Nyla had said that I was driven by emotions, too. If Ren could use my emotions against me, I could do the same. I focused on the feeling between us, the warmth that pulsed through the bond, and the desperate need to be together. I tried to dig down deep, to find the magic that resided somewhere inside of me, somewhere close to the core where I went when I meditated. I didn't think I would find it, but I did. Still looking into Ren's eyes, I pushed my magic toward him. It flowed through my arm and into our joined hands, creating a burst of power. Ren yanked his hand back as if I'd shocked him, his eyes wide for a moment before he started laughing. He shook his hand and then his head.
"You caught me with my trick," he said.
"I'm here to learn from the best," I said, and waggled my eyebrows at him. I was proud of myself that I'd caught him off guard. Ren shook his head, still laughing. We walked toward the shade and sat down together, drinking water while we rested. The water was crisp, freezing cold in this weather. We were both hot and sweaty after our training, but the chill drove into my clothes as soon as we stopped moving.
"You're truly getting stronger, Ellie,"
Ren said.
"I'm impressed with what you've achieved so far. I can see how you've grown."
I nodded. "I can feel it too. And training with the elite guard is great. I thought they would be against me, but they're not. They all accepted me as one of the warriors."
"Only the best Fae have been chosen for the elite guard,"
Ren said. "It makes all the difference in a fight when we're so close," I said. "I'm not worried about what will happen when we go to battle."
"You will not go to battle," he said.
"It might not come to that," I agreed. "I hope it doesn't. But when it does..."
"I'm not trying to be positive. I mean it when I say you're not going to battle, whether or not we fight."
I snapped my head around to look at him. His face was grim, his eyes back to their light, icy blue. "What?"
"You heard me," he said, and sipped his water.
He was being serious. "Why not?"
"Because it's not safe."
I groaned. "Ugh, how are we back to this?" He'd kept me out of battle before. I understood why he'd done it then. I'd been nothing more than a mere human, and no matter how strong I was and how hard I'd worked, I hadn't had what it took to stand up against magic. I hadn't believed it then, but I understood it now. But I wasn't that person anymore. I wasn't just a human. I had magic of my own. I'd proven myself. I wanted to argue with him. Ren cut me off when I opened my mouth to speak.
Don't challenge me on this, Ellie. Let me do what's right.
It's not right to keep me out of battle, I countered. You told me I proved myself worthy of being your warrior. You told me I showed you I could stand up and handle myself in a fight. Lucia didn't drop dead all by herself, did she?
Ren pursed his lips into a thin line. He was irritated, but he wasn't the only one upset right now.
Could he feel my rage, too? Could he sense the injustice? What's the point of having me here? I cried out when he wouldn't say anything. Am I supposed to be ornamental? Someone who can warm your bed, but I'm of no use otherwise?
He glared at me when I challenged him like that.
You're on thin ice, Ellie.
Right, because you're the king and you call the shots no matter what. What does it mean to be at your side, Ren? I'm not allowed to make my own choices? You decide my fate and I have no say?
Don't act like you're just a possession, he snapped.
Then don't treat me like one, I countered. I love you, and I am here to stand by your side and fight for what is right. Don't take that away from me.
I was aware of his anger, but I didn't know how this conversation would go. After all our training, knowing each other's moves exactly, our sparring with words was unexpected and unpredictable. I didn't know if I liked the uncertainty for a change or hated that I had no control.
I know you're angry, he said.
His voice was calm, controlled, despite his anger. His self-control was immense. I didn't have that same control when I was as upset as he was.
I know you're a powerful warrior. You've proven yourself, so trust me when I say I know you won't understand my reasoning. All I am going to say is that I'm not ready to lose you.
He stood and walked away, leaving me alone in the arena.
Anger burned hot in my veins. My ears rang, and I breathed hard, although we'd been sitting down. My heart hammered in my chest, and I tried to keep it together.
Tears stung my eyes, and my throat was tight. His last sentence had been so raw, so honest. Ren didn't want to lose me, so he wouldn't let me fight. But if I didn't fight, how could I not lose myself? Nyla was in her kitchen when I found her. I was furious, unable to calm down, still in training clothes. She frowned when she saw me.
You're all darkness and fury.
Darkness? I asked,
her statement pulling me out of the spiral of my thoughts.
Not like the Conjurite darkness, she assured me. But when you're as upset and caught up in your troubles, it dims the light that you naturally exude.
I shook my head. I didn't know I had light. Nyla shrugged.
It's difficult to explain. It's not visible to the naked eye. At least, not all the time.
I hopped onto one of the kitchen counters. I didn't always understand what Nyla was saying. She was onto something, and I trusted her. She would never lie to me or discard my feelings as unimportant. Besides, I'd been born with light. Wasn't that what the prophecy said? The only part of it that Terra allowed us access to. I didn't feel like I was filled with light. I didn't feel like I was ethereal or pure or anything like that. I was a mess and an outsider. It had been a long time since I'd felt like I didn't belong.
What's wrong? Nyla asked.
Ren doesn't want me to fight.
She only continued stirring the broth she was making on the stove, not answering me.
Do you agree with him? I asked.
I understand that he's scared something will happen to you.
But do you agree? I insisted. I didn't want vague, evasive answers. I wanted to know the truth. The last time Ren had tried to keep me out of the fight, Nyla had been the one to lock me in my room with magic so that I couldn't run into battle. I'd been furious. She'd betrayed me.
Nyla turned to me.
I think we should work on your magic.
What?
We should train you more intensely so that you can use it.
Do you think he wants to keep me away from the fighting because he thinks I'm weak?
I shook my head and threw my hands in the air.
At first, they had treated me with kid gloves because I was human. Now, because my power wasn't enough. I'd started a war, and now I wasn't strong enough to follow through. When would it end?
He loves you, Ellie,
Nyla said.
And when you love someone, you do everything you can to protect them.
He'd already lost his father. It had been months since his death, but the pain still sat heavy with Ren. I shared his pain sometimes. His sorrow was so powerful at times, I drowned in it. And what am I supposed to do? I asked. I love him, too. But if I tell him not to go to battle, he'll laugh at me. Nyla pulled her pot of broth from the stove.
Let's focus on finding a stride, okay? She said. We'll work it out. There's time.
But she was wrong. We had no time. The Civil War was pending, and it had been for months. The fighting would start soon, and I wasn't allowed to be a part of it.
Here,
Nyla said, holding out her hands. I put my hands in hers without hesitation. She'd always helped me, guided me, healed me. She'd always used her power to reel me in or to draw me out. When she took my hands, nothing happened. I stared at her, waiting for something spectacular. I willed her to fix this.
Do something, she said.
Me? I asked. Like what?
Anything. Use your magic. Surprise me.
I wasn't used to finding my magic on command. When I was safe at the compound, I didn't have to use my magic to protect myself. The few times I had, it had happened by itself. I hadn't given it much thought. Now, I had to find my magic and do something. I wasn't sure I could. I was angry, and had to work around that to find my magic. It was like my anger created a blockage. Earlier, when I'd been with Ren, it had been easy to find my power. But he'd pulled me into it. Maybe it had been his power all along. Was that why he wanted to keep me out of the fray? Finally, I found my magic buried deep inside. It was nothing more than a dim flicker, but I grabbed onto it and pulled it to the surface. It took concentration, and my head ached dully, pulsing between my temples. I pushed my power into Nyla the same way I'd done to Ren. She jumped back the same way, her eyes wide. She still held on to me, but the way she jerked suggested she was stopping herself from letting go.
That was new.
I don't know why, I said. It's the same power I found every time I searched for it. I didn't add that it was harder this time than most. I didn't add that it scared me that Ren might be right. I wasn't ready to use it. I did what you asked. Nyla nodded.
You did. We can work with this.
Despite my frustration, a smile curled around my lips. A spark of pride pushed at the anger lodged solidly inside me. Really?
Really, she said. Come, let's work on it some more.
I hopped off the counter, ready to get into it. I enjoyed bettering myself. I liked a challenge. But this was far more than that. If this could prove to Ren I was fit for battle, then it would change everything.
We're going to figure out how this magic works, Nyla said.
Is it linked to my glowing? I asked. My thoughts went back to the times I felt very intense emotions, and my skin glowed with a bright light. She nodded.
I don't know for sure, but I can't see why it wouldn't be. It's what you're made of.
Magic?
Light.
She smiled at me. It made no sense. It was supposed to be a good thing, but I didn't feel so sure. The prophecy about me was unclear. Nyla had gotten the first bit of a prophecy before Xander had broken in and taken me. Carlin had brought another part of it. Or maybe she hadn't. We still didn't know if we could believe her. Nyla said she hadn't known enough, and she was certain Carlin had only said those words to scare me. She had said that a human would bring destruction to the Fey lands. But what if she'd been right? Nyla's insights had given us a start. A human born with the light. That was the only part of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?